Today is Wednesday, December 29th. We're detailing another round of severe weather in the U.S. Which states will be most impacted? Also, remembering two legends, a man who was once one of the most powerful politicians in D.C., and another who changed football forever. Plus, why a popular video game developer is paying $100 million, why some retailers will refund your post-holiday returns, but let you keep the item anyway, and which companies were listed as the best places to work in 2021. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Parts of the Deep South could be in for another round of severe weather today. Large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are all possible. AccuWeather meteorologists say severe weather is most likely in Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. And there are some big cities in that path, like Memphis, Nashville, Birmingham, and Atlanta. The storms are expected to start this afternoon and last through the evening hours. Remember, this comes just 2 weeks after a devastating tornado outbreak wiped out entire towns and killed at least 92 people, mostly in Kentucky. But today's storms are expected to stay south of the hardest-hit areas. By the way, a different kind of severe weather is impacting western states and the northern plains. We're talking about extremely cold temperatures and heavy snow. The National Weather Service says temperatures today will fall below minus 20 degrees in parts of Montana and North Dakota. On top of that, it's very windy, so it feels more like 50 degrees below zero. Experts say these are life-threatening conditions because when it's that cold, frostbite can happen within minutes. Over in Lake Tahoe, on the California-Nevada border, it's not quite that cold, but people are still dealing with extreme winter weather. This week, more than 16 feet of snow fell there in just 24 hours. And with that, Tahoe broke the all-time record for December snowfall set more than 50 years ago. Nearly 2 years into this pandemic, and Americans are still breaking COVID-19 records. The United States just reported its highest daily case count ever. More than 441,000 new infections were reported yesterday alone. Now, to be clear, that does not necessarily mean 441,000 people tested positive all on one day. There may have been some backlog in the reporting after the Christmas holiday. Still, the 7-day average of new daily cases also surpassed a record. Health officials are blaming both the Delta variant and the even more contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19. The CDC's latest estimates say Omicron now makes up nearly 60% of new cases. And sadly, more children are getting seriously sick. New federal data shows more than 2,000 American children are now in the hospital with COVID-19. That's a 52% jump from this time last month. So what's possibly behind the surge? Well, health experts say there are likely a few reasons for it. For starters, fewer children are vaccinated in the U.S. than adults. Then there's the fast-spreading Omicron variant, and a lot more kids are traveling and seeing more people over the holidays. But keep in mind, even though the number of hospitalizations is going up, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's still uncommon for kids to get severe symptoms from COVID-19. A man who once was one of the most powerful politicians in Washington has passed away. Former U.S. Senator Harry Reid died after a 4-year battle with pancreatic cancer. The Democratic lawmaker was the Senate Majority Leader for 8 years and served a total of 30 years in the Senate until he retired in 2016. The AP describes him as one of Congress's most skilled negotiators. And President Biden paid tribute to Reid, calling him one of history's all-time great Senate Majority Leaders. Former Republican House Speaker John Boehner, who was actually one of Reid's top rivals in Congress, also remembered him as a, quote, fighter until the end. Reid has a pretty interesting life story. He was born into poverty, and as a teenager, he was an accomplished amateur boxer. Later in his life, he put himself through law school by working nights as a U.S. Capitol Police officer. Then he became a Nevada state lawmaker and the youngest lieutenant governor in the state's history. Then it was off to Congress, where he's best known for steering some major bills into law during the Obama administration. Now, in tribute, flags are being lowered to half staff at the U.S. Capitol. Today, the country is also remembering a Hall of Fame football coach turned broadcaster who passed away. John Madden was 85 years old, but the NFL says his death was unexpected. Madden first became famous when he coached the Oakland Raiders. For the 10 years he was in charge, the team made it to 7 AFC title games and even won a Super Bowl. His winning percentage is still the best among NFL coaches with more than 100 games. But really, it was his work as a broadcaster that made him a household name. Over 3 decades, he worked for every major network, and he won an unprecedented 16 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Sports Analyst. He's also the face of Madden NFL Football, which is one of the most successful sports video games of all time. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell released a statement saying, quote, "There will never be another John Madden, and we will forever be indebted to him for all he did to make football and the NFL what it is today." The new space race seems to be causing more tension between the U.S. and China. This week, China filed a complaint to the United Nations. It said because of satellites from the American company SpaceX, Chinese astronauts have had to take emergency action to prevent crashes. Specifically, it said two of SpaceX's satellites came close to the International Space Station. And because of that, China accused the U.S. of ignoring its obligations to act responsibly in outer space. Although none of those claims have been verified, and so far SpaceX has not commented. Already, the company has launched more than 1,800 satellites as part of its Starlink project. It's meant to provide high-speed internet access around the world. And SpaceX says it actually wants to add about 30,000 more satellites in the years ahead. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's schwab.com/plan. More holiday travel troubles. It seems the pandemic is once again impacting people on cruises. The CDC says it's investigating nearly 90 cruise ships because of COVID-19 outbreaks. Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian cruise lines are all included. Here's how it works. The CDC investigates if there are one or more cases of COVID-19 among the crew on board, or if the cases among customers account for at least 0.1% of total passengers in the past 7 days. So for a ship with 6,500 passengers, for example, that would mean 7 cases would trigger an investigation. The agency says it'll work with each ship to lower transmission and make sure medical resources on board are not overwhelmed. The trade group Cruise Lines International Association said it's working with the CDC to ensure public health and safety. And a spokesperson added many cruise operators have already added more measures, like more masking and testing, because of the Omicron variant spreading. Cruises have just barely staged a comeback. They started to sail again this summer after more than a year of being paused in the U.S. The company behind super popular video games like League of Legends has now agreed to pay $100 million to settle a class action lawsuit. The suit was first filed back in 2018 by two ex-employees of the esports giant Riot Games. In it, they said they were sexually harassed and discriminated against for being women. Eventually, 2,300 former and current employees joined the suit. On top of the $100 million payout, Riot Games will also now pay to start a diversity and inclusion program and let third parties assign employee roles. The company released a statement taking responsibility for the past and promising to do better in the future. A judge still has to give the settlement the final okay, and that's expected to happen in the next few months. As usual, there's an after-Christmas rush of people returning their unwanted gifts back to the stores. But this year, a lot of retailers say they aren't equipped to handle it, especially with current worker shortages. So returned items often pile up in warehouses and maybe don't get sold for months. Some get destroyed. Now, many online retailers are looking for a better way to deal with returns. Some, like Amazon, will sometimes say, just keep your items and refund your money anyway. That's because it's not always worth the cost and the hassle to take the item back. But experts say some retailers will likely pass on those return costs to customers with higher prices. Meanwhile, other stores are calling in help from companies who specialize in this kind of thing. They may help process returns, store the item, and relist the product for sale again. One of those third-party companies says the return process should be efficient, both for the environment and for business, since 89% of online customers say they will not buy again if returns are a hassle. The biggest thing from Apple since the iPhone may be arriving in the new year. There are rumors and leaks that the tech giant is launching AR/VR glasses. That's a headset that would have augmented reality and virtual reality. So augmented reality overlays computer information on images of the real world. Virtual reality places a screen so close to your eyes that your brain is tricked into thinking you are in a computer-generated world. For now, nothing is confirmed from Apple, but there is plenty of speculation about these potential smart glasses, like, will they be called eyeglass? And it's still not clear exactly when they may come out. If the leaks and rumors are true, though, Apple will have lots of competition in the smart glasses market. CNET reports we should expect a whole new wave of smart glasses in the new year, in addition to what's already available. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment, so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. With Americans spending the bulk of their waking hours at their jobs, we know how important it is to enjoy where you work. That's why we're checking out this year's best places to work. The HR tech and analysis company Glassdoor went through thousands of their employee reviews to make a list of the top 50 best companies to work for. The consulting firm Bain & Company came in at number one. One employee said in the Glassdoor survey that the company is a, quote, great training ground for a general management career. Next on the list was the tech company NVIDIA. In-N-Out Burgers, software maker HubSpot, and the consulting firm McKinsey & Company rounded out the top five. As CBS News points out, some of America's most buzzed about tech companies like Netflix, Snapchat, and Twitter did not even crack the top 50. But others like Google made the cut at number six. Microsoft was number nine. And Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, came in at number 11. If you want to see Glassdoor's full list of the best places to work, just head to thenewsworthy.com. We posted the link in today's episode notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today and joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.